GWA 517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
Number 71, Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
Number 71, Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Something. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy?
Yeah.
Did we just call about the UFOs? They're out there. Same airplanes.
And it is such. Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
Four calls
on an unidentified flying object.
All right, now take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. If you're a fan of the show and would like to help support the podcast by becoming a patron, head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles podcast or hit the link below, where you can find out about the show and the rewards available to you. Plus, as an added bonus, every new patron gets a shout out on the show. Welcome to UFO Chronicles, Nathan. You've got two UFO sightings that you're going to share with the listeners tonight.
I do.
And an encounter with a shadow demon.
I have that also.
If you want to start from the very beginning, you're sighting back in the 1980s, and then if you want to work your way up,
sure. All right. I'll try to keep them as brief as possible. There's really not much to the UFOs anyway. I wish they were more exciting. But the first one, like you said, was, I would guess, probably 88, 89. I was 13 or 14. This was in North Texas, springtime, probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was clear, nice day. And we were playing football out in my front yard, probably five or six of the neighbor kids. Somebody saw what, from the naked eye, just looked like a silver dot in the sky. And it wasn't moving and it wasn't making any sound. It was pretty far off. We couldn't see any detail, really. And eventually, you know, even dumb kids were figured out, that's very strange that this thing is not moving. And one of the kids went inside and got his parents' binoculars. And so we got to see this thing up close, and it was pretty amazing. It didn't do anything cool, but it looked cool. It was a perfect silver sphere, and the middle section was raised. If we were on video, I could make like the simplest diagram in the world. It wasn't anything elaborate, but the middle of it was rotating around. And that never changed. We watched this thing for about 2 or 3 hours, and the middle part, it's not like it sped up or slowed down or anything, and just, you know, constant motion. And we eventually got bored of it because it wasn't doing anything, and it was just gone. We unfortunately did not get to see it take off, which would have been incredible, I think. Or maybe not, who knows, but we missed it regardless. So that was pretty much that one. I've not been able to reconnect with any of those people to see if they remember it exactly like I do, but I can't imagine their version would be any different. So that was that one. The second one was much more recent, probably last November. Maybe October, just last winter, somewhere around there. And this was in North Alabama, outside my parents' house, where I stay a few times a week to save on gas. And it was pretty late at night, I'd say about 1 a.m. And the sky is absolutely incredible out there. You can see the whole sky with very little light pollution. And I thought I saw a meteor, but it was going way slower than the meteor. I'm doing like diagrams with my hands that you can't see. It was going in a perfect horizontal line, or close to horizontal, all the way across the sky. But it wasn't burning out. And I've seen meteor showers and all kinds of stuff like that. There was no tail. It definitely wasn't a plane. It was close enough that, you know, no red or blue lights or anything like that. No sound whatsoever. And it just kept going and going. And I was like, this is the most unbelievable meteor I've ever seen in my life. I kept expecting, you know, some type of burnout or something eventually. It got closer and closer to as if I was facing straight forward, like my field of vision, and was approaching the treetops, which I was kind of pissed about because I thought I'm not going to get to see this thing burn out. I figured it was going to be the greatest burnout of all time since it had been going so long. And right when it got to the top of the tree line, this thing shot up at a perfect 90 degree angle, unbelievably fast, and just disappeared at the top. I say the top, there was no top, but it just shot straight up and disappeared with no trace of it ever having been there. And that was the second UFO. All right. I've stayed at that house for over 20 years and not a single weird thing has ever happened there. When I stay there, I stay in the basement and there's only two doors. One is at the top of a steep staircase, and one is right behind where I lay my head when I sleep on the couch. And it's a pretty big room. I got home from work. I was extremely tired. I didn't even turn the TV on or anything. And just lay down on the couch and passed out about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening. And my dogs were on the couch with me, like laying at my feet. The first little experience was I felt something knock me in the back of my head. It wasn't hard or anything, but it was enough to wake me up. Woke up, looked around, there's nothing, and thought that was unusual. Laid back down and immediately go out again. And it's not unusual, by the way, that I can quickly go back to sleep like that, just for the sake of the story. But by the way, this happened probably about a month after that last UFO thing. Not that there's any relation whatsoever. It's just that's the time frame. And so the second time it happened, exact same situation as the first, except this time it hit me in the head a little harder. And I hope I'm describing this well enough. Like my head is just exposed enough to where, you know, like somebody could walk behind me and just kind of knock me in the back of the head. And that's exactly what happened the second time. A little bit harder. I woke up and I was like, okay, this is some weird dream action going on. I've never, you know, had something hit me in my dreams before to wake me up. And laid back down the third time, it was substantially harder. This thing cracked me in the back of the head pretty good. And when I've told people this, the obvious conclusion is sleep paralysis, which I'm absolutely not ruling out. However, I know for an absolute fact I did not dream this entire situation, because on the third one, that freaked me out a little bit, because like I said, this was for real. Like something definitely hit me in the back of the head. I got up and I grabbed a bottle of water, chugged about half of it, looked around the whole room. That was at the point, I think I tell you in the email, where I thought, is my stepdad like trying to mess with me or something? But I have no idea why he would do that. And all the doors were locked. Nobody had been in. Nobody had gone out. And after all this was over, the bottle of water was still on the counter right where I left it. So I know I at least got up and didn't dream this entire thing. Finally calmed down enough. At that point, I was like, there is maybe a raccoon got in. But I couldn't even imagine how a raccoon could hit me in the head that hard. I mean, it was substantial. Couldn't find anything, and lay down, go back to sleep yet again. And the next time, it cracked me hard enough to where I got severely pissed off. And I thought, I'm dealing with some supernatural shit here. And I got up. I was extremely mad. I was cussing the thing out. You know, look, whatever you're doing, can we please just do this tomorrow or something? I really need to get to sleep, you know. Except I was being a lot more aggressive about it at the time. I was pissed. And, you know, obviously nothing happened. So I'd eventually go back to sleep again. By the way, this whole situation, I think I timed it. It lasted about 4.5 hours or so. And the last time, this is where it got crazy. This is where everybody thinks I'm completely out of my mind. And I told you in the email, just for the sake of anybody hearing this, I had not had a single beer, did not get high, none of that. I was absolutely completely sober during this. And the last time, it hit me twice, and it hit me so hard, I thought, all right, I'm going to have a knot on my head for sure from this. And this was probably, like, I guess the fifth time I'd got hit in the back of the head. And the only problem this time, or difference, was I could not move. This was definitely full-on sleep paralysis this time. And the thing, its arm slowly just kind of came around in my peripheral vision. I was laying so that the back of the couch was on my left side and the rest of the room opened up on my right side. And the arm came around and it put its hand around my throat. And it was like this huge muscular hand. And it very slowly just kind of presented itself to me. And man, I wish I was a good artist, because I've got to be honest, as terrifying as this was, this thing looked f-ing cool. I mean, it was like the most evil, scary thing I've ever seen in my life, but it looked really amazing. It was like super muscular and dark as night, but translucent. I could see the rest of the room around it because I had left the kitchen light on at the far end of the room, and I could still see everything, you know, chairs and all that. I could see everything in the room through it, but it was translucent. That's the best way I can describe it. And, I couldn't scream, I couldn't move, and the thing yanked me up off the couch. And you know, when I was thinking, because I didn't know if you were going to ask me about this or not, but I don't remember its eyes, which is really weird. You would think I'd remember that. I do not remember what its eyes looked like, but I definitely remember its mouth, because it pulled me up face to face with it by my neck. And I wasn't like just dangling in the air, like my knees were still on the couch, but it was supporting me, I think, if I didn't just hallucinate all this. And it opened its mouth, and the mouth looked like static on an old TV set. And that was the only sound I ever heard. It never talked to me, or it never made any sound whatsoever. But when it opened its mouth, it sounded like rewinding an old cassette tape, like just backwards nonsense noise that you would hear rewinding something. You know, its mouth was very bright. And right. By the way, the TV was not on, so there was no interference like that. The mouth was just so striking, and I got the feeling it was like sucking something out of me. That lasted what seemed like an absolute eternity. I don't know if the dogs woke up, if I finally got my wits about me or what, because I was completely paralyzed during all of this. It just completely disappeared. I dropped back down to the couch and was absolutely scared shitless for the rest of the night. Never saw the thing again. I actually spent the night in the same room, same place the very next night, and I was trying to get him to come back, and it never happened again. So that was the crazy shadow demon guy, and that's my story. I think I told you, I was like, researching beyond belief, trying to see if anybody had had that happen before. And I found a ton of experiences with exactly the same type of shadow person or whatever, but I could only find one where they got physical with them like that. That everybody else describes what I saw almost perfectly like I saw it, but they normally just either stand in the corner and watch them or like stand over them in the bed. So I was the lucky one that actually got assaulted by this guy. But there you go. There's the crazy shadow demon guy.
I think the listeners have a full mental image of your encounter.
I hope so. Like I said, I tried drawing him the next day, and I couldn't really do it. I thought for sure I'd be able to make a better representation, but I've not seen anything like that. It's amazing. Like talking about it right now, I have the exact detailed image in my head, and I just can't transfer it. Yeah, my drawing skills failed me on that.
There's been no problems in that house. Is it an old house?
Not really. I'm not sure how old it is. My family moved in there in the late 90s. It was probably built 10 or 20 years before that. I did not grow up in that house, but my brother claims to have some experiences there. I don't know if I believe that or not. I'm not the most open-minded to ghost stuff, oddly enough. But like I said, I've stayed there a million times. Nothing weird's ever happened to me, ever. And that was a superhuman dose of weird in one night.
Sounds pretty intense.
It was, and absolutely nobody... I'm totally fine with, you know, nobody believing that. All I can do is report what happened.
What about facial features?
The facial features were kind of non-existent. Like I said, for some reason, I do not remember what the eyes looked like, but... the face was kind of triangular. Like, I think I mentioned in one of my replies to you, it kind of reminded me, there was no horns or anything, but it kind of reminded me of the facial structure of the devil demon guy in that old movie Legend. His face was just kind of triangular, you know?
That's right, yeah.
It reminded me of that, just in terms of shape. And it completely drives me insane that I don't remember what its eyes looked like, but... the mouth was so distinct, and I was kind of like, and you know, since then I thought, what was it sucking out of me? But I haven't had any problems, so I thought, man, what if it's like sucking my music skill or something?
You know? My musical talent out of me.
Yeah, that was my biggest fear, but all of that has been totally fine. But man, its mouth was closed when it first pulled me up to it. But when it opened its mouth is when I saw the crazy stuff I mentioned earlier. And I guess maybe that's why I don't remember the eyes, because I was so fixated on the mouth, you know.
And what did you told people about this after it happened?
I immediately just emailed myself and it just tried to get down every single detail that I could possibly get down. And the next day I told a few close friends, and of course they were like, what is going on with this guy? And since then I've told anybody that seems to... I've posted it on Reddit like probably twice, and absolutely nobody has had any interest in it. And I was like, I was surprised at that, because I think it's the craziest thing I've ever heard, really.
That is pretty mad. I've periodically suffered with sleep paralysis since I was an early teenager.
Oh man, I've only had it once before that. It's a terrifying experience.
It is terrifying. It's always been either figures above the bed, like above me.
Yeah, I've read a lot that like above the bed, or occasionally they'll like the little ones will crouch down on your belly or something.
I've had them holding me down. I've had them around the room. The weirdest one I ever had, though, was in bed, and then I clicked, and I was outside my bed looking down at me, sleeping.
Man, believe it or not, I have had that exact same one. I've had that exact same one. When I had the one where I was staring at myself, it didn't scare me. It wasn't frightening.
Yeah, exactly the same. And I couldn't feel my body. It was just like I was eyes. I was nothing else. Could move around as well.
I can't remember if I could move or not. Mine was so brief. I can't remember if I could move or not. I just remember thinking, man, I haven't done psychedelics in 20 years. How in the hell is this happening?
Yeah, right. It was really real. It was like it was actually happening.
Well, what about the things holding you down? Do you remember what those things looked like?
It was just a black mass.
Yeah.
It could be years in between when it happens.
Well, I was wondering, you know, like I said, this place doesn't have any history of weirdness. Like, did I bring some type of demon activity upon myself, or was it the place, or how in the hell did that happen, you know?
Well, you don't dabble in anything, do you?
No, I don't.
Maybe it's just your music. Maybe you're attracting.
Man, I swear to you, as ridiculous as this sounds, when I got pissed off at it, I actually said, man, if you're not going to do some cool ghost shit, just let me go to sleep. Like, we can do some demon jam or something if you're into that, but please quit knocking me in the back of the head. He was not listening to reason, obviously. I think I kind of pissed him off that I was talking to him like a regular human being. I think he wanted me to get all freaked out, and I wasn't.
Point wanted to fear.
Well, trust me, when he yanked me up by the throat, I was scared to death. That was a whole new realm of terror that I've never experienced before. And like I said, I found one other thing on, at least on Reddit, of where somebody had one grab him by the throat like that. I did something to piss it off. So, wow, man, I can't believe that. I didn't even think you'd want to talk about that. I can't believe that I just told that whole thing on a podcast. Like I said, I told 10 or 15. Man, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of making light of it now. But when it happened, it was pretty life-changing, man.
When you were telling it, I had a full mental image of it happening. So, yeah, I can't relate, but I can relate.
And I felt so vindicated when I actually got online and found, like, 30 or 40, like, really convincing similar situations, you know? And, man, I assure you, I group emailed everybody who thought I was nuts, and I was like, look, fools, other people have had the same thing happen. I'm not crazy.
There is some weird stuff out there.
Yeah, apparently, man. And I know I'm kind of a glutton for punishment, but every time I'm down there, I kind of say, you still in here, man? Come give me a visit, but let's be civil this time. You know?
He's probably like, why? I ain't going to bother with Nathan.
Man, I just kind of want to see him again. I know it, as terrifying as it was, it was the coolest thing I think I've ever seen. He was just so... I'm really into horror movies and stuff, and it was just one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It is evil and scary as it was so cool looking.
Well, if you ever do see him again, you'd have to give us an update.
I'm actually going to sleep there tonight here in just a few hours, so maybe I'll be like, hey, man, this will really up my podcast credibility if you can at least come hang out again. I don't care if you beat me up or what.
Tell him he's already featured on a podcast, and maybe that'll bring him out.
Podcast name and everything. I'll be like, go f*** with Nick Hunter.
I'm across the pond anyway, so hopefully the f***er can't swim.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thanks for letting me tell that. It's also vindicating to tell a crazy ass story like that to somebody that's not giving you the stink eye and like, what exactly is this dude on?
You won't get that here.
Awesome, man. I look forward to hearing some more episodes. That's going to be great tomorrow.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you letting me do that. And if I have any more crazy Alabama stuff, I'll definitely let you know. You know, I'm kind of spoiled because now that I saw that one last year, I'm not outside all that often. And I saw that thing probably within 5 minutes of walking outside. So I kind of feel like I'm owed it or something. I'm disappointed when I walk back in and no UFO activity happened. I'm like, well, come on. It happened 8 months ago. Why is it not happening every time?
Just keep your eyes on the skies.
Oh, for sure, man. I will. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show,
you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.